A society that lives so violently. From Sam taught us to kill through his class military. But now the chickens, they come home to roost. That's why we got these rambles running all around the schools. We the people, we are not fools. We see the GI Bill's another well-polished tool to teach the poor to run around the world and kill while you count your bills on Capitol Hill. Military heroes, no heroes of mine. They should be all tough for conspiratorial homicide. Be your history, you won't find this in any text. This nation history is designed to keep our minds a mess. Quest for equality, something all the schools teach. But equality is not something for which any government reach. Matter of fact, they ain't reaching. Nation leaders are always hypothesizing to figure out a way they can be hoarding resources that they really should be distributing around the world. Arrest the leaders, do it right now because they all be bottom feeders. What's the difference between a thug killing over streets or royal and a government that kills thousands of lawyers?
You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM. Saki, today's host, and that was We the People, Beats and Rhymes. And that track was on our double disc Rise Up Radio's Artists Fight the System that we offered during the fun drive. And if you haven't sent in your pledge, please send in your pledge to WBAI. Again, we are joined with two play producers who are here. David Lamb is the author of Do Platanosco with Collard Greens, and we've been speaking with him about his play. But we're also joined by Andre Lancaster to talk a little bit about the play that's developing and that will be ready for an audience very soon. And the name of the play is Defendants of Freedom, a futuristic queer hip-hop odyssey. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the play is titled Descendants of Freedom, a futuristic queer hip-hop odyssey. It imagines a future where in 2083, HIV and AIDS has been renamed the ethnic-related immune deficiency syndrome. And it's been coined by this new term by this new political retrogressive icon named Minister Health Crisis. And Minister Health Crisis uses this term to profile suspected health terrorists who are largely queer youth of color. And they're locked in these new plantations, these new prisons of the day, max security health quarantines. So and then you have sci-fi rebel hacktivists who use technology, hip-hop, dance, and the power of the spoken word as resistance. So basically, Descendants of Freedom is a theatrical drama that presents triumphant stories of how queer, positive youth of color resist oppression and live with hope and risk.
And what brought you to writing the play?
Okay, well, I was inspired by the play by a couple of things. One of which was I'm from Texas. I went to school and kind of lived in Austin, Texas. Shout out Texas. And so I took a class called, I organized with a lot of dope people, was in some great queer student and queer people of color and anti-racist organizing groups. And one of my professors was also in some of these groups, but he taught a class called Healing the Black Homoerotic Body. Mm-hmm. And in it, we just read some great queer LGBT black writers and artists, some of which were Marlon Riggs, Essex Hemphill, Joseph Bean, Pat Parker, and Audre Lorde. And their writings were so inspirational, so powerful. And then also in the beginning of the class, like he told us that, you know, a lot of the people that you're going to be reading about are people who have died to disease. And with the men I mentioned passing away to AIDS complications in the 80s, and Audre Lorde and Pat Parker passing away due to breast cancer. So considering that disease, HIV and AIDS, and breast cancer have played such a prominent role in my people's and our people's history as a queer black person, as a queer person of color, it's very important to me to kind of remember these people and our descendants in this particular way. So, and then also some other things was, I was a student, so I used to come to New York on the East Coast, even though I was in Austin, Texas, to come from conferences, activist conference and such. And so I would go to like some kind of dope spoken word events, and there were people color oriented, progressive hip hop spaces that weren't always out there in Texas. So, and I really vibed the spaces; they were really dope. But also, there was some homophobia in those spaces, in these progressive hip hop spoken word spaces. And so, one time when I was coming back, I was like, "Man, I really vibed using spoken word and hip hop as a tool for social liberation, but at the same time, I didn't like how it was also a tool for homophobia. So I wrote my first kind of spoken word hip hop piece as a reaction to that. And then from there, I wrote Descendants of Freedom, which is it's a full length play, basically. And that's where, as a writer, that's when I started my inspiration to write hip hop theater and hip hop and spoken word. And then it was also inspired by, I was actually writing in my journal on the day of 9/11 at like 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time, or 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was writing this short note, like, what would a queer war for liberation look like? Mm. And, you know, by the time I get to work, I'm looking at the TV and the towers are falling down. So those are where some of the inspiration from the play comes from, too.
Okay. I just need to make an announcement. That the lights were, the board was all lit up, and now it's not. And I'm sorry I didn't mention to begin with that during the break we took the two calls. Two people received the tickets. I don't have their names, but we're not taking calls anymore, and we're moving right along. The play is a grassroots funded theater production. What does it mean? What are some of the struggles in creating and seeing your vision come to life?
I was actually just talking to David a little bit about that now. Mm-hmm. Well, by grassroots funded, I mean that we as a theater production, Descendants of Freedom Theater Production, are totally looking out and totally dependent upon resources from the community. So thus far, how we're raising the $6,000 to pay for the show, which will most of it will actually be artist stipends for the 25-plus artists. So most of the costs are going to go back to the artists, and that's what we're raising fund to honor their work and their contributions. Mm-hmm. And how we're raising funding is through benefits, stage readings, and we're actually having a benefit this Saturday at Nightingales. It's on 2nd Avenue and 13th Street from 10 to 2. It's a space for queer and friendly folks of color, so definitely come out to that. So we're dependent, when I say grassroots funded, is we're looking for community resources, and we don't, as of yet, have a major financial sponsor or like a grant foundation to back us up. But right. I also take pride in that also, because I think in New York, it's a very capitalist-driven space. And so, and particularly in theater, there's Broadway, which is funded by Disney, and this show isn't funded by Disney. So so when I say grassroots funded, I mean exactly that. Like, we don't have funding from a major corporation. And because this is kind of an ad hoc kind of group coming together, and we aren't a part of a big old 501c3, we don't have access to general foundational support.
Right. And another component of the play is that you're connecting with the actual community whose lives and experiences are reflected in the play.
Right,
can you
right.
talk about how you're linking up right. with communities so that you have a targeted audience right. and that it's actually a concrete effect?
Right, right. Well, yeah, so Descendants of Freedom, A Futuristic Queer Hip Hop Odyssey, as a producer, I set out to create community links, what we call comm links, to kind of still buy it with the futuristic part.
Right.
So comm links. And so far we've reached out to a couple organizations whose lives, or rather whose work reflect the social justice and social themes, social health themes of the play, meaning they're either youth-based or they're HIV prevention work or they're youth activist-oriented. But we reach out to People of Color in Crisis, which is a black LGBT agency based in Brooklyn. We've reached out to Fierce, a radical queer youth of color organizing collective. Heat, Health Education Alternatives for Teens. Bronx Lesbian Gay Health Resource Consortium, and Teach MHRA. So we've reached out, and we're in talks of creating we're in talks with each of these organizations to create a formal community linkage with them. And the reason why Descendants of Freedom has reached out to these groups is because, one, we want to definitely make sure that our folks, our people, are out at the performance. Mm-hmm. And so for all of these shows, for all of these groups, we're offering them 10 free tickets to their youth to the show, or their staff members to the show. So, and that's the one way that we can ensure that our folks, our communities will be present, and there'll be tangible ties to our community and the performance. And then on another level, the reason why is also as a grassroots funded theater production, when we do have these connections to community, and this is just a word to folks who are out there, you know, trying to throw down their own stuff, is that from my experience with this production, it's been very, very, it's made the process a lot smoother having links to community agencies, because that's where maybe we don't have the huge foundational support, but we do have communities who are very interested in signing on to this production. So it makes our benefits stronger. Our benefits, people are going to come out to that. We're going to be applying to a Resist Foundation and other foundation support. So it just makes the application a lot stronger.
And have you applied to theater festivals?
Right. We actually did apply to theater festival. We applied to Queer It Here, and we were accepted actually last week. Yay.
Congratulations.
Thanks. So we're going to be at Queer It Here on June 17th, at 10:30 PM.
And it takes place in the future,
right?
But you know, it's a hip hop odyssey. What makes it, and what's the significance of it being a hip hop odyssey?
Well, as I was talking about earlier, just from my perspective as a playwright, the play employs a hip hop aesthetic. Meaning, okay, so in the play, there are these characters called the Rebels, who are like the protagonists, and the status quota, like Minister of Health Crisis, Grand Madam of New City Way of Life, and they're the status quota. And so in the play, the Rebels use hip hop, spoken word, and dance as a tool for their liberation. So visually, this happens on stage through dance, through battling, through spoken word. As an alternative, the Rebels use that as an alternative to what the status quo does, which is lock people up, throw people in jail, and there's this, and status quo also prevents Rebels folks and people from accessing HIV and, or what's called in the play, ARIDS, ethnic-related immune deficiency syndrome, medication. So they also put those barriers up. And so the Rebels use hip-hop, spoken word, and dance as a tool for their liberation.
And so we'll be following and interested in speaking with some of the youth who are participating in the production. When things have moved along, we'll try to keep people aware of when the show is about to start. Do you have performance dates already?
Right, yeah. I look forward to, I think, Sala Hewitt, director, she could come on. She's really interested in coming and spoken. Definitely the other... the youth who are part of the show and in the production as cast members and production artists. The show's going to hit New York, hit Brooklyn May 30th through April 2nd at Brick Studio, which is at 57 Rockwell Place. And it will be there. So May 30th or April 30th
to May 2nd, right?
And also
I was like April, May, doing it in my head.
At Queer It Here at the Here Arts Center, which is in SoHo, on June 17th at 10:30 PM.
And how can people get in touch if they want to support?
Right.
Right
now we're looking for if anyone wants more information on our benefits that are going up, and we also have a benefit this Saturday, which is for queer and friendly people of color at Sweet Sessions, which is at Nightingales at 2nd Avenue and 13th Street. And that's it from 9 to 2. So if you want information on that, if you're a queer breakdancer, if you are a potential fiscal sponsor, or if you want if you want more information about performances. And we're looking to have more performances at student unions in New York City. Definitely hit us up at descendants@riseup.net. That's descendants, plural, descendants, at riseup.net.
Thanks for joining and speaking with us. I also have another announcement this weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend. We can't forget March 20th, which was in the news. There's youth contingents going out to march against the continuing war in Iraq. But you can also join a group, A Night of Music and Culture, hosted by Libertad, a fundraising for Libertad Caribbean Tour 2004 Art Cultural Activism. It's featuring welfare poets Akebalan and Game Sunday, March 21st at Kush. It's 183 Orchard Street. Doors open at 7. Showtime is at 9. And DJ Honey is spinning reggae and world music. Also, just give a shout out to AWOL Magazine. Revolutionary Artists Workshop Volume 3 is now available for purchase. So you can get that by logging on to awol.objector.org online. As usual, this show is a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective. I don't want to completely wrap it up too quickly. Are there any last comments by our two guests? We were joined with David Lamb, Do Platanosco with Collard Greens, and it's in theaters now. You can go out and check that out. And then we were also speaking with Andre Lancaster, Descendants
of
up? Freedom, a futuristic queer hip-hop odyssey that will be coming soon to theater. Any last comments?
Platanos and Collard Greens is the best play currently out.
That's what's up.
Give that information again for folks.
And I'd recommend seeing it. You can call 212-352-3101, or you can visit theatermania.com. It'll make you laugh, make you angry, and make you think.
Andre, any last words?
Attention all queer folks of color. Come out to Sweet Sessions Saturday night from 9 to 2 at Nightingale, 2nd Avenue and 13th Street.
Peace.
Yeah, and this is Saki, your host for today. The Youth News was brought by Kat Aaron. Give a shout out to our engineer, Errol Maitland. you can give us a call by calling 212-209-2948. Our website is riseupradio.org. All the information and today's show will be posted up on the website. Tell people to check that out. Our email is riseupradio@wbai.org, and we are going out with another music selection. Upstairs is banging on my radiator with a pipe, and he's giving me the Project Blue. Now he is playing the Star Strangled Banner in reverse. I hope, oh how I hope, oh how I wish I could find the housing man. So cold in here, you can only curse. And I can't cope, and I need some dope. Or at worst, some Tylenol with codeine for my legs. Because you see that I live on the 23rd floor, and the nick of elevator has been off for 43 days. Now 7 times a second, I voyage up and down those damn stairs. Filled with infested corners, owned by crack neglected occupants. The so-called stockholders of these damn projects holding non-negotiable shares. But who cares?
Who cares?
I have to make it to my cell alive and not dead. Walking down my long hallways reminds me of a first degree security lockup instead. And so many entrances and so many exits that they install, producive of an environment conducive to crime. I guess this project was a successful experiment after all. And having a stack like animals, one on top of another. And so much
frustration.
And this
is WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.